Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about the technology and Mark of the Beast and a few other little elements around that. As you know, I've been doing a lot of eschatological studies and looking at things. And the first thing I do want to mention is going back, and I don't want to make a big argument or a big point about it, but one of the big errors in the view of the pre-tribulation rapture is that, well, we're all out of here, so nothing that happens, and most Revelation applies to us anyway. Well, that's one of the biggest arguments that it does, that the book of the scriptures is given to us as the believers for our benefit, not for all of the other things around. And the fact of the matter is, we are, the Christians, the church, is going to be on earth for the mark of the beast. And we have to recognize that fact. Let's suppose you're right and I'm wrong. Will it have damaged you to learn about it and be warned of the signs, particularly since the scripture tells us that while he comes like a thief in the night, it says you are not the people of the night. In fact, let's go ahead and go to that verse. I wasn't planning on it, but that's from 1 Thessalonians, I think it's 4 or 5. You yourselves, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5, this is a very popular verse. You yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. And so you hear that phrase and you go, oh, well, come on, that tells us exactly what it is. We don't know what it is. The problem is you forget to read, because we have this one verse culture that just does not look at the context around scripture and what all is going on. Paul is writing them to be wary of the things going on, because it says in two verses later, let me just read the third verse in the middle of this. While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come suddenly like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. So he says here that you know the day of the Lord will come like a thief of the night. That's what they say. We're just raptured out of here and nobody really knows and happens. While everyone is saying peace and safety, then destruction will come suddenly. Does this apply to the believers or to the unbelievers? This applies to the believers. How do I know that? Because verse 4 is right here. But you, brethren, are not in darkness that the day would overtake you like a thief. Verse 5, for you are the sons of light of the day. We are not of the night or darkness. 6, so then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. In other words, we are told that these terrible things are going to happen. It is going to catch the unbelieving world off guard, but we are going to be aware of these things. It's the same thing that happened in Genesis with Noah. In fact, the more I study this stuff, you can look at the parallels between things going on in Genesis and things going on in Revelation. Also, things going on in the Exodus and things going on in Revelation. That's a video for a different day. But suffice it to say this much, the people in Noah's day, they didn't know that the Lord was coming. Now, Noah was telling them about it. Noah was warning them about it, and they were all laughing and mocking him. The day comes really quickly, and everyone's like, can I get in that boat now? No, it's too late. It's too late. The day of the Lord will not overcome us like a thief in the night, because we are to walk in the day. We are supposed to be looking for the signs, being aware of it, and understanding a great persecution is going to come. Now, we are going to be spared from the worst of it, but we will be here for portions of the tribulation, and that includes the mark of the beast. So I want to read a couple verses here about the mark of the beast, and then we will talk about this from a more technological standpoint as relates to my other and my primary channel. So in Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, we're going to do 16 and 17. So, of course, this is talking about the beast of the earth. So there's a beast, out of the sea, and then there's a beast out of the earth. This is the beast out of the earth who is basically pointing people to worship the beast out of the sea. And it says here, he, this is the beast out of the earth, causes all, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free men and the slaves, to give a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and he provides that no one will be able to buy or sell except that the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. So, in other words, all of the people greatly deceived into following the false prophet, the beast out of the sea, the beast of the earth, they will all be given a mark, either on their hand or on their head, by which nothing will be able to be bought or sold. Now, not everybody in the world is going to have this. We also know that just prior to this time, God has specifically marked 144,000 Jews, and there are other people in the world at this time that we're not going to get into right here, but there's other people in this world who do not get the mark. Now, many of these are the children of the people who did, because the household leaders are the ones getting the mark. The parents, as it were, they're getting the mark so they can buy and sell and go on vacation. The kids in our culture, think about this, the kids in our culture tag along. They don't get the mark. They don't need to buy or sell. Their parents take care of all those household needs. And so eventually, many of them would become deceived. Some people are saying, I don't want anything to do with that. And this is where we get, you know, the Jews, of course, will not take the mark for by and large. Some will, but most by and large will not. The 144,000 will not by and large. And then those who otherwise don't take it are either those that are not old enough or those who say, no, I have enough discernment to not do this. And that is the saved church by and large. And so the problem we have is, what is this mark? And everybody speculated it over the years. Of course, when barcodes first came, and everyone was like, the mark of the beast, look, they can scan it, and blah, 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 you know, which there's some element of that. But the truth is, this mark of the beast is going to be some form of technological innovation. Now, as I was doing my news last week for my tech show, we were looking at things, and I had something thrown in there that just seemed fairly innocuous, but okay, interesting. And the more I'm reading it, I'm going, this is the mark of the beast. Now, it's not the final version. Understand, we have been experimenting as a collective society with a lot of these technologies for a long time. And one of the challenges as we have is that the average person just buys hook, line, and sinker any latest and greatest thing. You think back, and the closest thing I think we have to this kind of stuff now is, I believe it was in Sweden, where they did this big national promotion to microchip everybody. So you get this little microchip, guess what? In your hand, usually your dominant hand, usually your right hand, and this little chip, you can time that thing into your credit cards. So when you go into the store to buy something, you don't need to bring anything in. You just scan your hand over the Pay Now button like you have your credit card. You look at your credit card. You got those three little lines that look like a Wi-Fi signal. That is an RFID chip embedded in that. You ever notice that you can go into many places these days and just tap and pay? That's the way it works. Well, you can have a microchip in your hand that does the exact same thing, tie that into your bank account. So people that have these can walk in with their right hand, wave it over that same payment thing, and pay. That's actually how a lot of the smartphone stuff works. You're using Apple Pay, you're using Google Pay. It's that the phone has an RFID chip in it, which can be programmed, multi-programmed, a variety of different things, and you're using that exact same technology tied, of course, to your phone. But you can tie this into your hand, you can mark it in. Well, what if somebody doesn't have that? Well, everyone's got their head if they're alive, so if your hand fails, you can just tap your head down there, tap your forehead to that little payment thing, and boom, you got it. So as I was reading through this, their concern was that AI is taking over and nobody can tell the difference between what is AI and what is a real person on the internet particularly, and recognize a massive amount of our economy runs on the internet. And so this is guys from OpenAI and guys from Microsoft and guys from Facebook and all of these other quick and dirty companies that you look at and go, eh, if they're involved, I might want to go over here. Well, if you're paying attention to what they're doing anyway, they all got together with MIT and Harvard and were like, let's come up with this standard. Now, they're very clear in their market. They're like, well, you know, we don't want to force anybody to use this, but we're going to highly encourage everybody to accept this. And so what this is they call it a personhood credential, is what they're calling it. It verifies you are a real person. So the way it works is you take your government photo ID into whatever agency has the authority to create these tokens. You go in, you prove who you are, you prove you're a real human, you prove who you are, and they give you effectively a token, which could be stored on a security chip, it could be stored on a phone app, it could be stored on an RFID microchip. And what the goal is many interactions on the internet, you would have to prove you are a real human being. So, of course, this is this perfect model to get AI out, because the only people that can get these are those who have the personhood credential. So it's basically an RFID chip that you just scan over and say, okay, yep, we've verified who you are. Now, they're saying they do this with privacy, so they're saying that the token just proves you're a real human being, not exactly who you are as a human being. That's what they claim and allege. Now, there's a few fundamental problems with this, the way their system is. Number one, if some authority agency can create these tokens, guess what? There's going to be a whole new scam to buy stolen tokens or manufactured tokens, because these people issuing it are going to be underpaid slave laborers. And some guy comes in and says, hey, I'll give you $50,000 for five of those things. Gotta be like $10,000 for that. Oh, I can slowly get you that over the course of the next couple months. I think I can squeeze one or two out every month or so. And then, boom, they can get the... So, yes, scammers and guys are going to be abusing the system. It is not foolproof. But what it does is it provides one more means to verify you're a human being onto a system that has been tied in. And so what happens is... we're getting to the society where people are pushed. You'd say, well, I would never accept the Mark of the Beast. Yeah, but you've accepted your phone hook, line, and sinker. Many people are using Google Pays or Apple Pays or things like that. Now, I have not adopted any of that. Even my phone is security hardened, and I'm an extraordinarily rare person. I'm not addicted to a smartphone. I know a lot of people that are. I am not addicted to it. If I had a problem with that smartphone, I'd just ditch in a heartbeat and get something else. There's many days I don't even pick the phone up. I use it for very specific tools for very specific purposes, and that is it. I don't have any apps on here from the Google Play Store. I don't even have Google Play services on this at all. I couldn't do a lot of those things people do with their average phone. But the problem is that these new fads come in and people use them. How do we know? Look at what happened with the COVID nonsense. There were nations saying, well, you can't come here without a COVID passport. Well, I can't skip my trip to France, so I guess I'll do it. And that's the way you're going to get it. And so the problem is that you're going to be put under a tremendous amount of pressure. You're going to be hungry. You're going to be deeply controlled under an authoritarian state. And they're going to come in and say, you can have all the food you want. You just need this little thing. And you'll go, you know what? We need to survive. We need to eat. You'll even justify it. If I die of starvation, I won't be able to share the gospel. The problem is that God is extraordinarily clear. Nobody who accepts the mark will be saved. Now, some people say, well, you can take the mark and then chop your hand off, so then you can still be saved. No, it's not the acceptance of the mark. It's the allegiance to the Antichrist that causes your doom. Okay, you got to understand that. And so as we're talking about these various elements and these various things, we have to recognize the dangers. Keep an eye out on these technologies. The mark of the beast isn't going to be some tattoo. It's not going to be the old school, you know, they tattooed barcodes and other things on people, some prisoners throughout. That's one of the premises. Alien 3, I think they had the barcodes on the back for all the prisoners. Come by and scan them. Old tech, guys, old tech. Modern guys, you know, they might embed the microchip into them. It's going to be something closer to that. It's going to be some form of tech which is tied into a central database system which demonstrates who you are and demonstrates that you are loyal to the society. If that is your case, you will be able to buy and sell. But look at what's going on in our culture right now. We have these massive divides. There is very few people in the middle. You are either for this group or you are for this group. Now, as believers and as Christians, it is our responsibility to recognize the truth on both sides, and it is our task to walk in the center, marching to the beat of a different drummer, and that drummer is the Lord Jesus Christ. We must follow him, recognizing both sides are full of truths and both sides are full of lies. Our task is to follow Jesus in obedience to the word of God, following him, casting our sins upon him, and trusting him for our salvation. And as we do that, we will have the clarity to watch for the signs, know when the end is coming close and drawing near, and we will be able to recognize what the mark of the beast is, and we will have the foresight to openly reject it, and it will be a form of centralized technology. I will encourage you all to be as Luddite-like as possible. That means do not embrace technology for technology's sake. Only adopt the technologies and the portions of the technologies you need to accomplish your tasks, and then get out into nature and touch a little bit of grass. That is what it's going to take to succeed. With that, thank you for watching. And you can see that news clip was inside of one of my larger ones. I'll go ahead and link that down below on my Switch to Linux channel. With that, though, thank you for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is OurWalkInChrist.com.